Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media.
Good evening to each and every one of you. We are listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I'm so happy to see so many of you on the call, on the radio show, participating. And somebody, I noticed that I see some people who are on every week, and congratulations to you for getting all these golden nuggets in which so many of our guests are so willing to share with us. Before we begin, I'm going to, as you all know, Ellen Edwards is going to be our speaker for the day. And before I call Ellen, I hope that everyone's getting together there. The holiday gift-giving list, so this way you can have people sign up and you can pre-design gifts for individuals. This way you have a guest registry. So I'm going to plug Ellen Edwards in, and just give me a second. Okay, Ellen.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you can hear me clearly.
I can hear you very, very well. And I know everyone's excited, and I hope people have their pens and paper made available so that they can take all of these golden nuggets in which you are about to share with us. And I just want to say I got a new cell phone. So for those people who normally get the phone number text to them, I was unable to do that because I couldn't figure out how to do that. So, and I don't know if I sent it to everyone, but anyway, I'm gonna work on those kinks as we move forward. But Ellen, before we begin, tell us a little bit about your Avon journey.
Okay, I started with Avon October of, I believe it was 2010. So it's been a couple of years now that I've been an Avon representative. And it's been a very interesting and very fulfilling journey up to this point. And I think a bunch of us started around the same time. So it's been very nice to grow with the people that started out with us back then.
So today, Ellen, you're going to talk a little, I guess, as an Avon representative and a person who now has their own downline that you are developing, one of the things you're going to share with the people who are listening today is how to motivate and how to stay focused, something that you've learned, and I'm sure you're sharing with your representative. So, you know, take it away, Ellen.
Okay, thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. It's really nice to be with you this evening. Just to give you a little bit of background about me, by profession, I've been in sales for about 30 years, and I am a sales operation manager for an information provider. So we have 30 sales reps in the company that I work for, and I do Avon as a part-time business. So sales and motivation and coaching is second nature to me because that's what I've been doing for a very, very long time. And Pat asked me to speak tonight about being motivated, staying motivated, and being very focused. You know, everyone seems to be overloaded and drained these days, and I can pretty much say that without exception. Most of the people that I speak to that are in that are part of my business team, most of them have full-time jobs. So the biggest strain on them really is the fact that how do I get all this done? As we know, a lot of jobs now are understaffed, people working more hours. They really, really have a lot on their plate. Some people have children, just myriad of things that are coming up and that really sap their energy. So they're like, well, I want to do this, but I can't seem to find the time and I don't know where to start. So there are two things that will kill your energy and drain your motivation and derail you faster than anything else. One is leaving things half finished, And the other is procrastinating. You know, these are the things that will drain your energy and make it so that you don't or you can't seem to focus and accomplish your goals. Think of it like a computer. If you use Windows and you have too many windows open or things open on your computer, no matter how much memory you have, it's not going to perform very well. We all know that. It slows down. It's a big drain on the resources of your computer. So just think of your brain that way. If you have too many things open and going on, it's going to drain your focus, even if they happen to be very small things. So one of the first strategies I would say to do is to identify what is it that you need to finish. A lot of us have things that we start, we stop, we start doing something else, we get focused on that, we move off, we go to something else, and it seems like nothing gets done. The other thing is we procrastinate on doing things that we know we should do that we don't want to do. And that is probably one of the biggest saps of your energy. You really, really, really need to focus on whatever it is that you have decided that's important to you. So one of the things I would do or say to do is clean up the little stuff first, because that will give you sort of like an energy surge. And then keep the practice up of finishing things and trying not to procrastinate on things, which I know is very easy to say, very difficult to do. But that is actually one of the things that you really, really need to focus on. And then the other thing is if you don't have a clear and compelling why. People throw that out there all the time, your why. What is your why? Your why should make you cry. All of those nice little happy things that people say. So, you know, if you do not have a clear and compelling vision of what the reason why you're doing what you're doing, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get it done. Connecting with your compelling vision, not only about what, why you want to do what you're doing and why it matters to you, it will keep you energized. And the why needs to have an emotional connection. That really is the source of your energy. I don't care if it's, you know, I know a lot of women that I know are doing this because they want to have another source of income in their retirement or to boost up what they already have saved or pension or whatever. A lot of these ladies may not be married, may not have children. Some people are doing it because they want to be able to do more things for their children, whether it be sending them to school, giving them, you know, ballet classes, anything that, you know, would require some extra money. And we all know that people are kind of strapped with money these days, so this is another reason why people would try to do something like an Avon so that they could have some extra money. And also, some people have done so well that they've actually been able to quit their jobs and actually focus full-time on it. So the one thing I really want to stress is that you don't want to start comparing yourselves with other people. That's probably one of the biggest things that demotivates people. They see other people achieving ranks. They seem to be doing it easily. Other people feel that they're not kept staying on pace with other people. And they're constantly comparing themselves to other people. You cannot do that. You have to run your own race. You have to decide what's important to you, how you want to do it, and how quickly or slowly you want to do it. And it has to be your goal. It can't be someone else's goal that someone else has put on you. And I notice in speaking to a lot of people that tends to be a factor. And it is stressful. And we all know when you get stressed, you begin to become a little less motivated and a little less focused. And the worse it gets, the more you try to get out of it, the worse it gets again. So again, you know, I always tell people to run your own race. Keep your vision very clear in front of you. So you need a clear mental image of what you want to achieve and also a very strong desire for it to materialize. You know, motivation is really one of the most important keys to success. When you have no motivation, you either get no results or only mediocre results. When there is motivation, you gain or can attain greater and better results and achievement. So you really need to keep that in front of you at all times. You need to set a goal. If it's a major goal, the good idea would be to split it into several, maybe minor goals. that way, you know, you'll find it easier to motivate yourself and you won't become overwhelmed by it. A lot of us, our goals are so huge that we just really don't know where to start. So you tend not to do anything. So I don't care if the goal is to become a unit leader, become advanced unit leader. You have to take all these things in steps. You know, some people speed through very, very fast, very, very motivated, have a very clear vision, and they achieve ranks quickly. Other people, it takes a lot more time. But again, run your own race. You cannot measure yourself against other people's achievements because you will, in a lot of cases, what ends up happening is you become complacent. I'm not going to be able to do it. It's too much. You know, all these little excuses to make yourself feel better about maybe not achieving what you think you needed to achieve in the time that you needed to achieve it. So break it down into small goals for yourself and focus on one thing at a time. And understand that finishing what you start is very important. You need to hammer that into your mind that whatever you start, you have to finish. That's why you have to be very careful about overcommitting. That's another thing. I have people that are overcommitted to everything. If they have a job, they do Avon, they're on committees, they have 15 million things going on and trying to juggle a whole lot of things at one time. Some people can do that, and some people can do that very well. Other people cannot. And you have to figure out what you can do and what you cannot do and be okay with that. There are some people, I swear, they get 3 hours sleep a night. I don't know how they get everything done that they say that they get done, but they can. Not everyone can do that. So you really have to understand what you can do and focus on why you're doing it and how you're going to achieve it for yourself. Another thing is you need to socialize with people that are similarly motivated. One of the worst things you can do, particularly when you're feeling drained and maybe your motivation is a little lacking and your focus is drifting in and out, you really need to be around people that really are trying to make it and stay motivated and focused. What people tend to do is be around people that are negative. And then what they do is they feed on each other. The worst thing you could possibly do, because they're going to drag you down to their level before you pull them up to yours. So, again, if your goal is set in your mind and you know it's something that you want to achieve, surround yourself with people that are doing it or trying to do it. Read books. Stay abreast of things. Go to meetings. Another thing is, you know, people say they want to be successful, but they don't do the things successful people do. One of the things successful people do is constantly train themselves. Go into their back office, go on the training videos. I know that in the beginning a lot of people were doing that, and then they stopped. There was a bunch of training in the back office, and that's one of the things that is going to keep you abreast of what's going on in the industry, in your company, your products, your product knowledge. The better you get at being able to articulate what it is that you're trying to sell, the better you're going to be at it. And, you know, make it, if your goal is that you need to meet 5 new people a week or get 5 additional orders per week, make whatever it is measurable and achievable for yourself. Now, there are certain things, if you do have a full-time job, you may not be able to do as much, but that's okay. Just make sure that whatever you commit to doing that's reasonable, that you finish. Understand that, you know, that being around negative people is not going to help you. Also, that you need to eliminate procrastination. It is so easy to procrastinate doing things because it's just easier not to do them. But then you get upset with yourself because you haven't done it, and then it just starts this whole vicious cycle. So, you know, the problem with procrastination is it can lead to laziness, and laziness, again, leads to a lack of motivation. So, again, you know, do those little things that you need to do. Get a sense of achievement. Finish what you start, and take responsibility for your own results. If you blame or credit luck or fate, you're always going to have an excuse about why you didn't do something. You need to be persistent and patient and not give up despite possibly some failures and difficulties, but you need to keep your goal in mind and keep your motivation up. And, you know, treat an action as the only real failure. If you don't take action, you'll fail by default and can't even learn from the experience. So that's real important. And constantly affirm to yourself that you can and you will succeed. Another thing that might be helpful is to get a vision board. I remember I did a really great one a few years back, and I said, oh, man, I really need to make a new one. And I've talked about making a new one, but I procrastinated and didn't do it. You know, you want to keep that vision in front of you, whatever that vision is, and that vision is going to be different for different people. So, again, it's your vision board. There are some that you can do online. You might want to do it the old-fashioned way and get yourself a cardboard a piece of paper and then, you know, cut things out from magazines. Whatever is going to help you, and put it somewhere where you can see it. And just put up all of your goals, short-term and long-term goals. And, you know, just visualize your goals, you achieving your goals, and the happiness and the joy that you're going to get from achieving them. You know, it's hard nowadays with everything that's going on to constantly keep yourself motivated. And trust me, no one stays motivated all the time. You'll see some people, and every time you see them, they seem to be very happy all the time. Well, you know what? There are times that you don't see them, the times that they have to boost themselves up, times that they have to say, why am I doing this? It's hard. I want to give up. But they don't. They keep on going. They surround themselves with other people. They have partners that will help them when they do feel down and they feel that they need that extra boost and they need to speak to someone that kind of understands what they're going through. So, you know, that is pretty much most of what I wanted to say on the on the subject. And I just, you know, want everyone to know that you are not in this alone, that you are not the only one that maybe sometimes doesn't feel like you're moving fast enough, things aren't happening fast enough, you're not achieving your goals fast enough. We all feel like that sometimes. So, you know, just keep up the great work and just set in your mind that, you know, you will succeed and you will achieve what it is that you want to do. Pat?
That was very good, Ellen. One of the questions that I have, and can you touch on it a little bit, what happens to those people who, I mean, like yourself, like myself, that are now the upline? How do we motivate our downline? How, when someone comes to us and they feel like, you know, they're just not reaching their goal and they feel a little down, how do we, as their leaders, motivate them?
You know, I always say, and again, I've been in sales for a very long time, I always say that I can't motivate you. You have to motivate yourself. I can help you. I can be a cheerleader for you. I can talk to you. But the motivation really has to come from you. You have to be self-motivated. I remember going to a meeting, an Avon meeting, oh, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, and a woman stood up and said, I need you to motivate me. And I looked at her, and I thought to myself, you need to motivate yourself. No one can make you want what you want. You have to have a really clear vision of why you're doing what you're doing. If it's murky, if you don't know what it is, you're probably not going to achieve it because you're unclear about what it is. So the only thing that I would say is we are here for you. We want to work with those people who want to work with us. You meet me halfway, I meet you halfway. The one thing I will say that leadership, a lot of times people have a problem with trying to motivate and keep motivated people that aren't motivated. It will drain and suck your energy. You want to find those people who are really, really interested. You know, they come to the meetings, they come to their trainings, they call you and ask you questions. They're constantly trying to get better at what they do. Those are the people that you want to really stick with and motivate.
You know, I totally agree with you, Ellen. And what happens when a leader, someone who has recruited someone, how what should you do in the initial recruiting process to put them on the right track that will make them motivate? If you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes. One of the things you have to do is you have to, when you sit down with them, whether it's on an initial meeting or the follow-up meeting, you have to find out why they're doing what they're doing. Why do you want to be an Avon rep? I mean, a real clear vision of why you want to be. Not, I want to make some extra money. Well, that's not compelling enough. You have to really dig down deep and peel away the layers of the onion, because if it's not a deep enough seated motivation, you're probably not going to stick with it, because it's not something that really matters to them. And it's not what matters to you. Some people are not interested in making an extra $1,000, $1,500 a month. They want to make $200 a month. That's their motivation. So you help them achieve what's important to them. It's not your goal, it's their goal. They need to be able to articulate it, they need to be able to see it, and they have to want it. If they want it bad enough, you can help them get it.
We have just a few, well, we have about eight more minutes left. Could you, Elle, I know you do a lot of reading. I know you do a lot, and listen to a lot of tapes and motivational books. Any books that come off, I know this is like really putting you in a pinch here, but any books that come to mind you would recommend to our readers, and why it's important to read motivational books?
Oh, Lord. I mean, I used to read motivational books all the time, sales books, motivational books. I was an avid reader. I have to say to you, which is another thing that's happened to me recently, you're so overwhelmed that you don't do some of the things that you used to do. I don't read as much as I used to do. The book that I'm reading now is called Mastering the Complex Sale, because that's what I do for a living. And it's actually a very interesting book. It's by Jeff Thull, Thull. Very interesting book. A lot of people probably have read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. The Richest Man in Babylon is another one. I mean, there are endless books that you can read, self-help improvement books. I used to take a lot of classes. I used to go to a lot of seminars. I was constantly around people that were very motivated and focused. I was constantly reading. You need to do that. I need to do it probably a little bit more than I'm doing now, because, again, you know, you start to feel overwhelmed and inundated with stuff. But it's important to just take that time. Read magazine articles on business. Anything that's going to put you in a positive frame of mind and that's going to help your skill set.
I totally agree. And like some people I've heard said that when they get into their car and do their daily commute, that their car becomes their university. So, you know, if people, if those who are listening, if you have audio tapes or motivation, you know, pop them you could pop them in the computer while you're sitting at the computer, and also you can pop them in your if you have a tape or just DVD player of your car, and as you commute, you can be learning and being motivated. Ellen, you are absolutely, huh?
You know, definitely, you're traveling university. When you're in your car, you should definitely be listening to anything that's going to motivate you. I used to listen to Joyce Myers. Well, I watch her every morning, Joyce Myers. You should always listen to something motivating and first thing in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. Joyce Myers, I watch her every morning. That's how I start my morning. I have listened to tapes on with Wayne Dyer, and I'm sitting up here looking to see if I can see the name of the tape that I have. It's a visualization tape that's excellent. Go into the Barnes & Noble or library and just look in the self-help section and just go through the titles. Pick a book. Read it. Very, very, very useful. A lot of people waste a lot of time in their car listening to mindless things. Also, just listening to news, and we all know, I was reading someplace, they said the news is, if it bleeds, it's the lead. lead story. So, you know, we don't need all that negative stuff in our head. Put some positive stuff. Put some positive stuff on when you're going to work in the morning, if you're driving or when you're coming home. Or even making phone calls. I use my car to make phone calls going to work and coming home. That's how I do a lot of my phone calls.
Well, thank you so much, Ellen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ellen. Again, you are a wealth of information, and I look forward to having you on the call. I didn't realize how long it has been since you've been on the radio, but we can't allow that much time to pass again before we have you on again.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it, and I hope your listeners took something away tonight that they can work on.
I'm sure they did. Okay, and with that, everyone, I'd like again to thank you all for being on the call. I hope that you will all be on the call again next week, and I'm going to try to get that texting done better because, like I told you before, I changed my phone. So, and with that, everyone, I hope you have a fantastic week. Again, you can re-listen to this broadcast by going back to the website, the blog, Talk Radio, which is in the email which you send. You can forward that email link to your downline or upline so you can share the experience with them as well. Okay, until next week, everyone, have a fantastic week and go out there and make it all happen. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.